This is Dan telling the story of the world. This is Lesson 7, and we're going to talk about Babylon. So let's listen. The city of Babylon was 250 miles south of Nineveh. Babylon was founded about the same time as Nineveh, but Babylon was bigger and even more beautiful than Nineveh. It was located on the river Euphrates. The walls of the city were so thick that 6 horse-drawn chariots could ride side by side on the top of the wall without falling off on either side. That's a big wall. I know it's hard to imagine that because in this country, we do not surround our cities with walls, but in ancient times, walls were necessary to protect the people from their enemies. What city or town do you live in? Aren't you glad there are no walls around your city? The fact that we have no walls tells us that things are a little bit better now than they were back then. Aren't you happy for that? Now in the city of Babylon, there were beautiful gardens, and they belonged to the royal palace. Now there was something really neat about these gardens. If you were to look at them from a distance, they appeared to be magically hanging in the air. That's right, hanging on nothing as if they were floating in midair. That's how cool they were. The gardens had large trees and all kinds of fruits and flowers. Bless you. You must be allergic. There was also a magnificent temple dedicated to the god Belus, or Baal, who was the chief idol of the Babylonians. This temple was 660 feet high, and it contained a golden image of Belus that was 40 feet high. That's a lot of gold. Now, according to the Bible, the city of Babylon was first built by a man named Nimrod, that mighty hunter who enslaved men. But the person who made the beautiful gardens and palaces, and who set up the golden image of Belus, was a woman named Semiramis. Now, some people think she existed, some don't. But her story has a valuable lesson for us to learn. Now, the story goes like this. Semiramis had been the wife of Ninus, king of Assyria. But when King Ninus died, Queen Semiramis became sole ruler of the empire, which had conquered Babylon and the country around it. Even though she worked so hard to make Babylon a beautiful place, she still wasn't happy. Semiramis was a very ambitious woman. She wasn't satisfied with living peacefully in her beautiful city. She was tormented with a desire to conquer all the nations of the earth. So she gathered a large army and marched against the rich and powerful king of the Indies, a country lying to the southeast of Assyria. What happened? I'll tell you in our next lesson. That's all for now. This is Dan. Until we talk again, be good.